In New York, traffic congestion is like so many things there, outsized. You got to see it to believe it. New York's mayor has a plan to get things moving a little faster on the streets of his city. Michael Bloomberg wants to impose fees on drivers as they enter Manhattan. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC has the story.
By 5 o'clock on a weekday afternoon, cars and trucks are lining up to cross the 59th Street Bridge from Manhattan to Queens. Traffic agents in red and yellow vests take control of the situation, waving along the vehicles so they can have extra time to cross the crowded intersection. David Allen pulls up to a red light in his SUV. He commutes from suburban Mount Vernon, and he's heard all about Mayor Michael Bloomberg's plan to charge drivers a fee to cross into the busiest parts of Manhattan.
I mean, I don't think it's a nice idea that some people who have to take two and three and four different kinds of transportation in order to get where they're going, that's why they drive. It's more convenient. Even though you do get stuck in traffic, it's still worth the time of driving.
But traffic also comes at a price. The city's business community estimates congestion is costing New York City $13 billion a year in fuel and productivity losses. That's expected to get even worse as the city grows. Planners predict this city of more than 8 million will expand to 9 million over the next 20 years. To accommodate that growth, while also improving air quality, Mayor Bloomberg has proposed using the revenues from a congestion pricing system to pay for improvements in mass transit. Drivers would pay $8 to cross into Manhattan between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Trucks would pay $21. His plan was endorsed by U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters.
This plan will keep the city that never sleeps from becoming the city that never moves.
She noted the success of a similar system in London. Like the one over there, Bloomberg's plan would allow drivers to pay their $8 fee in advance over the phone or internet. Enforcement would be handled by a network of cameras scanning license plates. But the city needs state approval. And while Governor Eliot Spitzer supports the proposal, many legislators are wary. A flat $8 fee is an increase over the current system of tolls that are mostly under $5, and some bridges are free. At a state assembly hearing on Friday, Bloomberg was questioned by Harlem lawmaker Denny Farrell.
Well, number one, the working folks a lot.
Mr. Chairman, the working folks of this city are the great beneficiaries here. It is those people that can afford $30 and $40 parking garages in Manhattan. Those are the people who are going to pay these fees rather than taxes.
Bloomberg argues that most commuters already take mass transit. One study found 70% of those who work in Manhattan rely on buses and trains, and among New York City residents alone, that number climbs to 95%. That's why the mayor's plan is especially popular on the subways.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
On the Lexington Avenue line, Millie Citrone of Westchester says drivers should pay more.
If they're coming during rush hour and they want to drive, instead of taking public transportation, they should pay for the privilege because they're contributing to the congestion that's already there, let alone the pollution and everything else.
Environmentalists, business leaders, and transit advocates also support the mayor's plan. They'll be lobbying skeptical lawmakers, hoping to win their support before the end of the session this month. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.